listening to Retakes Podcast, your personally hand-picked self-help section for industry animators. I am your host, Danny Abram, and I'm an animator in the UK, working in children's TV, feature films, and indie projects, and I'm here to share with you the hows, the whys, and the actions we can all take to make it in this crazy industry. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Retakes Podcast. Why do I say that so weird? Retake, like I'm not a robot. Retakes Podcast. Welcome back to Retakes Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, and how are you? But enough about that. I am obsessed with this new thing, and I just could not wait to record this, so I'm doing it early. You know, I love obsession. Something came up in kayaking. And yes, I am constantly going to try and marry animation and kayaking together because they are the two loves of my life. Allow it. Something came up in kayaking. So I've been training. I haven't told anyone this, but by the time this podcast comes out, if everything goes well and I have the best weekend of my life, the best assessment of my life, I will be a qualified paddle sports instructor. I know, it's crazy. I don't know why I'm doing it. What am I going to do with that? What am I going to do? Realistically, what am I going to do? Am I going to hold paddle sports sessions for animators? I don't know. How can I use this? I don't know. Am I going to work at an activity center on the weekends? Am I going to have two jobs? That sounds really nice, actually. No, I don't know why I'm doing it either, but I'm doing it. I'm obsessed. I love it. And in the training, obviously, there's a lot of safety stuff. So I'm not going to bore you with kayaking for the entire episode. Stick with. But I just need to tell you the context of where this came from. So I was doing the safety training, which is an entire weekend where an instructor or an assessor will come out and show you exactly what you need to be able to do to pass the paddle sports instructor assessment. And then you go away and you practice all those so that on the assessment weekend, you can nail it. Like there's no problems. You can rescue someone easily. And it's all about safety and rescue. It is about getting a person that has fallen into the water for some reason in different states of capacity. So they might be completely incapacitated, aka unconscious, or they might be very, you know, very capacitated and chatting to you and happy to be in the water. But you still need to be able to rescue them. On your own and from multiple crafts. And the trainer guy who was teaching us this, he was amazing. He was teaching us all the different techniques and all the different paddle sport crafts and stuff. And the thing that he repeated over and over again on that training session was, if something isn't working, change it immediately. So in the moment, I was like, ooh, cool, I love that. But I cannot stop thinking about it. It's such a good tip for life, for careers, for everything. If something's not working, change it quickly. And in the safety and rescue context, that is like, if something's not working, like if I can't pull a boat out of the water because it's full of water, the way I'm doing it, I gotta quickly find another way of doing it. Because in a safety and rescue scenario, time is of the essence. You haven't got time to go, let me just try that one more time with my tiny muscles. You have to change up whatever it is you're doing, the technique or the specific thing. Sometimes you might have to jump in the water with the person and help them that way, that kind of thing. So it's like, if something's not working, you haven't got time to keep trying the thing that's not working, you have to change it very quickly. And I just love that. And the two most important words, I think, there are different and quick. And there's nothing very quick about an animation career, is there? So like maybe that is a bit less relevant, but I do really like that, like in the quickness, there is less room for talking yourself out of it, or there's less room for questioning all the things that you are able to question with a human brain. Doing something different very quickly eradicates all the rumination. And so that's why I was thinking that word is also really good for what I want to talk about today. So how can we apply, do something different quickly to an animation career? And this has come up for me tons. So it might have come up for you, or you might just be embarking on this yourself. if something's not working, do something different quickly. So the first thing to identify is, what is it that you're not happy with? What is it that's not working currently that you are somehow dissatisfied with? This could be a million things in animation, couldn't it? The first one that springs to mind is I can't get employed. Like, if I'm unemployed and I am trying my best to be employed and it's not working, I'm going to be hugely dissatisfied. And maybe I am employed, but I'm unfulfilled in some way. Maybe I'm working on something I'm not enjoying, or it's something that I can't quite figure out why it's bringing up resistance for me or making me feel bad, but it's making me feel bad. And that's the thing to identify, is like, this isn't working. Quite early on in my career, I know I've spoken about this before, but I was a CG animator and I started my career in games and I hated it. I didn't hate CG animation, but I wasn't satisfied. And it presented a different problem as well. So I had like a two-pronged attack problem. And that was that I was dissatisfied with the CG work I was getting. And at the time, like way back in the day, before this beautiful animation boom that we've been swimming in for the last 10 years, there was no CG work. And if there was no CG work, I was unemployed. So looking back, the two things that I did differently, because it was two problems, I guess, was I switched to 2D, and we can talk about that because that took bloody ages, but that might be a separate podcast episode, honestly. I think it took around 6 years for me to be recognized as a 2D animator from CG, with a lot of grey area in between. And the other thing I did was I went from an employee, or an unemployed employee at the time, to a self-employed freelancer. So starting my own business. And those are the two things that I did differently. I didn't do them quickly, but I did them differently and they worked quickly though. So I literally went from one day being unemployed and panicking about it to then registering as freelance. And suddenly I kind of am employed because I am a business and I managed to gain work that very day. I think maybe it's because I chose that day to register because somebody had contacted me. Can't quite remember how this worked. There was two projects at the same time that kind of came, like fell in my lap, or I found on a really old website called mandy.com, which we used to use ages ago for like finding freelance work, like short-term gigs. I don't know if that's still going. Anyway, it all happened really quickly, which was great. So like I made a difference and the outcome changed for me quite quickly. So what could that problem be for you? What is it that you're currently facing that you are dissatisfied with, or is uncomfortable, or is not working out for you, or you don't like it? Could it be, I don't know, you can't get employed in the software that you currently know? You're not getting employed at all? Maybe you are employed, but you're not getting the shots you want? Or are you not finishing the personal projects you want to be finishing? A whole film, or like GIFs, exercises? Are you just not able to finish those things that you're practicing? I don't know. It's really hard to think outside my own pain zone. I can't really, unless there's a mentee sat in front of me telling me their problems, I can't remember all the problems I had. So definitely just apply your problem to this process and see how it goes. And let me know, like, if you have a problem in animation right now, let me know and I will email you with a load of ideas, or I can record a podcast episode on it and we can have everyone involved then. We can chat about it. So just really currently, so very current affairs right now, there is something that I am unhappy with in animation and I've identified it. And so I am trying something different, and that is, over the last couple of years, this is such a pain point. I'm going to find this hard to talk about, obviously. Why did I start a podcast? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to talk about it anyway. A pain point for me was when we were being assessed for a mortgage a couple of years ago, like literally in 2021 going into 2022. So it's really recently. The way they do it when you're self-employed, and I wish I'd known this, is if you are self-employed, you have to choose like one type of money. So I had some PAYE, I had some dividends, I had some weird cash flow. Not that it's weird, like I thought that was all just earnings, but to the money system, those are all different types of money. And so you can only pick one when you go for a mortgage, and that's what you will be assessed on. Horrendous. So I chose, like, obviously, like, the thing that I mostly do is I invoice for my services, and those invoices are paid, and that is known as freelance income. So I was assessed on my freelance income, and not only that, they, depending on the lender, they will take an average earnings of your last 3 years, because obviously we know freelance can be so up and down. I'm hoping that it's a little bit different now, because I saw that they were bringing back 10% mortgages, or maybe even 5% mortgages. So who knows? But for me, it meant that the last 3 years of my earnings, they took an average of, and that average was 21k. Now, I'm nearly 40, and that hurt my feelings. I was like, 21k, wow, is this all I've amounted to? And I know that there is a whole heap of other stuff that's coming up in that, like, because money is tied to our worth in, oh, just such horrendous ways. Like, we are part of this horrible capitalist system that will tell you that you are only worth the number that you earn a year, or how much savings you have. And also, just because of my age, like, I hope it's different now coming into the industry, like, 15, 20 years on from when I entered. But like, my family members were obsessed with this. And at the start of my career, when I couldn't find work, or when I couldn't quite enter the industry, I would have like my grandma ringing me up every week. Have you got a job yet? Have you got a job yet? Have you got a job yet? Oh, you can't be not working. That kind of stuff. And that's gone in really, really deep. And it's something that I've had to like really unpick, just to be comfortable, because they can't even understand the freelance lifestyle. They can't even understand the fact that our industry, even if you are not self-employed and you are just an employee, sorry, I don't mean just an employee, but even if you are an employee, our contracts are gig-based. They are fixed-term contracts. The company will drop you at the end of a project and you are bye-bye curtains, got to figure it out by yourself. And my family aren't really from that background, and they don't understand that at all. So right at the start of my career, I was just handed this mindset from them that I was failing because I wasn't earning, or of what I was earning wasn't good enough. This has definitely come up when I was being assessed for the mortgage. So I had a lot of horrendous feelings, and I still do. This 21k, I swear to God, I close my eyes and I see it on the back of my eyelids. I'm like, 21k. Because I swear I have looked at job adverts for like entry-level telemarketing roles, and it is more than that. I saw an advert for like, be a DPD driver and earn 60k a year, and I was like, God damn it. Like, animation doesn't pay. Oh, I'd love to do a money episode or an earnings and finance advice episode, but it can't be with me, you know, because clearly, look at me, it's got to be with someone who's like nailing it or something. Anyway, back to my point. So the thing that I've identified that I'm uncomfortable with is the fact that I earn so little, and I can be grateful for that. That was actually enough to get me my house, and we did buy a house, and that worked out fine. And there's loads of things and loads of ways in which I can work on gratitude. Obviously, I am extremely lucky and grateful, but it's not where I want it to be. And not only that, that 21k represented me working sometimes 6 days a week for 3 years. In fact, it included a year where I worked 7 days a week easily, because that was in a business type scenario. Like, I was running a studio and I never let that go. It was the most unhealthy year I think I've ever had in work. And I wish I could have done things differently, or shared that out, or figured that out in the moment. But hey, that's what I have to deal with. So there were some weird circumstances, but it did not a happy Danny make. So I've identified where I'm not happy, and that is my earnings. And in particular, my freedom. Like, I was thinking, if I earn 21k, I should, like, come on, man, like, I should have, like, holidays all the time. I should be, like, having days off here, there, and everywhere. That sounds like a small freelance income. That doesn't even sound like a full-time studio employee, which I kind of was. And there were, I know that it breaks down weirdly over the financial year. So yes, I can be employed on a series by a studio, but 5 months of that contract might be in 1 year and 5 months might be in the other year. So then this average of 21k, oh, it comes, yes, I'm going to shut up, stop talking about the 21k. Move on. Everybody wants to know what to do next. So the thing that I am wanting to do differently is focused on income. And if I keep attacking this problem with the same weapons, like I keep working for studios, I keep working for TV contracts in general, I'm going to get the same outcome. I'm not going to climb like an income ladder at all. I'm not going to hit another band. I'm not going to hit where I feel like I should be. And that's a whole separate topic too. But at the minute, my goals are higher than 21k. And if the last 3 years is anything to go by, if I keep repeating that, it's not going to change that. I have to do something different quickly. Just to make myself feel better, it's got to be quick. So I've enrolled on a business course. I know. I just said that about business being my most unhealthy year. But like this time, I have that in mind. I have freedom is the goal, actually. So yes, I want to earn more. If not the same, I don't mind earning the same. As long as I have half my year back to myself to work on my own things, that would be great. So the thing I'm doing differently is I've joined a business course and I'm working through that. And that is all focused on going direct to clients and skipping out this studio system. So a proper real freelancer. So I will be hopefully contacting brands that I love and offering my animation services to them for a better rate than I could ever earn in a studio, and then spend the rest of my days paddling. That's my dream plan. And this came about actually, like, I have this in mind for a separate episode, but I'll just mention it now because it's so cool. I did this exercise called the perfect day exercise, and you can just Google that and find loads of examples of the questions that might be on a perfect day exercise. And it is about looking into the future in 5 years and writing down exactly how a middle of the week, totally normal day might look for you. Like, what time do you start work? Where do you work? Who do you work with? Who's in your life? Where do you live? What are you earning? How do you feel? What do you have for dinner? That kind of thing. Like, it's all those like, it's not a special day. It's not a day that's like once in a lifetime type day. It is, what is a normal day 5 years from now looking like from you? And then you write down everything that you want from that life and you work backwards, and then you try and work out from where you are now, how do you get there in 5 years? It's really cool. The perfect day exercise, look that up. So I did that, and this is where I've got all these ideas from. I need more freedom. So like in my perfect day exercise, I ain't working. Or maybe I am, but it's late in the day. It's 11 a.m. and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll answer an email because I finished that project that I don't need to finish anymore. And I'll just send the renders tomorrow. And my friends have contacted me and said, there's a river running. Do you want to come? And I can say yes, because I also have a van. So that's Danny's perfect day 5 years from now. Something different that I could also do immediately and right now, so this does satisfy the quickly part of the equation, is I could start saying no to long form projects. The only way I'm going to be able to bust out of that system and create different results for myself is if I stop saying yes to the same things. Now, this is easier said than done, and you might not relate to this at all. But if I don't start saying no to long projects, I get my time eaten up. I get my entire year taken away from me. I don't get to try any of these things until that project is over. Do you know what I mean? So the different thing I can do right now, which is literally immediately, is say no to the next thing that comes up. It's scary. It's scary because that's all I've really known. And I don't know if it will work. Check back in with me in 5 years and we'll see if it worked. But like, it's something that I have to do in order to try my new different thing, which is approaching direct clients. And I haven't really started doing that yet. I've sort of just taken on the things that fall into my lap, which is really passive. And I'm the thing that also another thing that I want to do that's different. And this is about contacting direct clients is not being passive. But I'm afloat for now and I'll start doing things differently and I'll see where it goes. So what can you do differently? What is it that your problem that you identified in the first part, like what is not working for you? What can you do differently? So the easiest way of working out what you can do differently is, what are you currently doing right now? And then do the opposite of that. What are you doing right now? So maybe like me, you are just working at studios and the different thing that you could do is stop. Simple. Or maybe it is that you don't like your website. You feel cringe when you send your website out because it's not brilliant. And the different thing would be to stop sending it then and spend some time working on your branding or your website or your showreel. And if you can't figure out how, the different thing that you could do then is do some research. So have a look at animators that are nailing it in the showreel department and figure out why and try and implement that as your something different. What other problems could you have? Maybe you've got a film on and you're working around work, or maybe you've got some personal work that you really want to finish but it's just not working. What is it that you're currently doing that is not helping you? It's probably, I'm just going to take a hot guess, but it's probably waiting around for motivation or waiting around for inspiration. And we all know deep down, and I think I've seen it 1,000 times on inspirational landscape quotes on Instagram, that waiting around for motivation does not work. The action creates the motivation. So as soon as you start working on that thing that you are afraid of, you get more motivated to work on it because you get a little bit of, I'm going to say dopamine, but I don't know if that's true. You get all the nice chemicals from actually having started and finishing something. So maybe if you've got like a film, you could just do like one lunch break this week, spend it on your film, even if it's just opening up a scene file and doing the lip sync or fixing some foot slip. I don't know. Choose your problem. Choose your struggle. Get that done in that one lunch break this week and boom, you've ticked something off your list, or you've started working on your film again. Whatever it is for you. I don't know. I'm struggling to think of other people's problems right now. I am obsessed with my own problems. Maybe doing something different would be asking for help. Maybe you've been working on this film for so long, you're blind now and you can't animate and you don't know what you're looking at and you don't know what to do. Maybe asking for help or seeking a mentor would help. Maybe that would be the something different that would tackle the problem, and then you can save that film's life. And then last step, obviously, is once you've identified what the something different is, do it. I know, it's easier said than done. I know, I'm right there right now. Easier said than done. I'm currently tying myself in knots because the doing something different means contacting like a whole new industry's worth of people, contacting a totally different kind of person. And it is so far out of my comfort zone, I can barely even draft an email. I can't even write my own template right now. Like, one of the things that this business course is asking me to do is like set up templates first, get all that sorted so it's easy, removing all the friction and sending emails out to new clients. So like finding the marketing directors of certain brands that I love, finding the creative producers that work in studios I love or that make a product, or small business owners, blah, 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 blah. Those people are all so different to the people that I've contacted before, which is just studio producers or studio directors. I feel like I can talk to them and I know exactly what language to use, and I am so comfortable doing that that I could do it right now without thinking. I would just fire an email out to a studio and be happy with it, fine with it. But firing one out to say, example. So, okay, there's quite a few things in life that I would never, ever, ever get bored of. And one of them is gut health. And so I was thinking about contacting a probiotics company to offer my animation services for their social media or their marketing or just like an explainer type scenario. But I am finding the idea of contacting the marketing director of a probiotic company excruciating. I don't know why. All I have to do is pretend they're studio producers. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But that is why it's hard. That's why the last step, do it. Once you've figured out what's different, change it and do it, is difficult. It is right outside of my comfort zone. But guess what? No growth happens in the comfort zone. I don't know where I read that. Maybe it was Atomic Habits. You know, like, have you ever seen that picture of like the circles and there's you and there's your comfort zone and there's your growth zone. And then outside of that circle is like the pain zone or something. So that you step out of your comfort zone into your growth zone for a little bit and then you come back in. And then a little bit and then come back in until growth is normal. But anything beyond that just becomes excruciatingly horrible pain. And that's not what you want either. But you do want to be towing this growth zone. So I know the next thing I should do with this is send that email to that probiotics company. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I feel like I'm revealing all my inner laundry. Send that email to the probiotics company and just see what happens. It's amazing to me how I can, like last week I was talking about just asking if you can have more money or asking if you can get paid now. And that is so comfortable to me. So in my comfort zone, I didn't even think about it. I thought it was funny when the other animator I was working with didn't do that. But then I can be the same person who won't send an email to a marketing director. It's different. It's hard. It's hard. I'm right there with you. It is difficult, but you have to do it. And if I could bring it back to the kayaking analogy, if you don't do something different in the moment just because it's scary, the person in the water could have a bad time. I'm not going to say what could happen because I'm not letting that kind of negativity into my mind the day before my assessment, okay? But in a safety and rescue scenario, if you do not do some, if you don't identify what to do differently and then friggin' do it, you're going to fail your assessment. Oh, I love kayaking. I cannot wait for this weekend. It's either going to be the best weekend of my life or slightly less best because I have failed something and I don't like to fail. So was this juicy or what? Did you love this? Because I was really obsessed and couldn't wait to record this because I'm thinking of it right now and I'm marinating in it and I'm loving it and I cannot wait to figure out what I want to do differently and then just go and do it. And I hope you do too. Let me know what it is that you're stuck with. And let's see if we can figure out together what to do differently. Let me know. It's retakespod@gmail.com and retakespod on all the socials. So if you have something that you're struggling with, or if you've done something different recently and it's paid off, or if you've done something different recently and you've learned this lesson too, let me know. I would love it. I would love it. But until then, thanks for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and I will see you very soon. Have a great week animating, everybody.